This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the first governing board meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation in New Delhi. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and senior officials also attended the meeting. Anusandhan National Research Foundation was established on the recommendation of National Education Policy 2020. It is aimed at fostering a culture of research and innovation across universities, colleges, research institutions, and research and development laboratories in the country. The foundation acts as an apex body to provide high-level strategic direction of the scientific research in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today described cyber security as an integral part of national security, saying the centre has planned to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with cyber crime. He stated this while addressing the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, 14C, in New Delhi. Mr. Shah underlined that the country's progress is not possible without cyber security. He asked all stakeholders to come together to deal with this menace as cyber crime has no boundary. In Uttarakhand, 5 pilgrims lost their lives and 3 were injured when a landslide triggered by heavy rains struck near Sonprayag on the Kedarnath National Highway last evening. The NDRF, SDRF and local police have launched a joint relief and rescue operation and recovered all the bodies. The injured pilgrims have been admitted to PHC centres. The deceased include 3 people from Madhya Pradesh, 1 from Gujarat and 1 from Nepal. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep sorrow over the tragedy. The landslide-affected road near Sonprayag has been cleared for pedestrian traffic. Pilgrims who were stranded since last night are being safely escorted to Sonprayag. The Ministry of Road, Transport and Highways has issued a notification to amend the National Highways Fee, Determination of Rates and Collection Rules 2008. In the notification, the Ministry said that an exclusive lane will be made for Global Navigation Satellite System onboard unit fitted vehicles. The Ministry further said that a driver or an owner without a national permit vehicle uses a section of national highway, permanent bridge or tunnel will not be charged any fees up to 20 kilometers in each direction in a day under GNSS. In Haryana, around 135 candidates have filed nominations for 90 seats for the ensuing Vidhan Sabha elections. The nomination process will continue until 3 p.m. on 12th of September. So far, BJP has announced 67 candidates. The Congress has announced 41 candidates. Aam Aadmi Party has announced 29 candidates. JJP, Azad Samaj Party Alliance, has announced 31 candidates. And Azad Samaj Party will contest on 25 seats. And INLDBSP has announced 12 candidates. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has filed nomination from Ladwa today. India has called for making the United Nations permanent membership more representative, especially with Africa's participation, highlighting that the political discord in the Security Council is affecting peacekeeping operations. In his first address to the Security Council yesterday, newly appointed India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, said the lack of political unity in the Security Council, often witnessed in recent years, has negatively impacted UN peacekeeping. The Security Council needs to be more representative of today's realities, particularly in the permanent category. Participating in the debate on the strengthening peacekeeping operations, Mr. Harish noted that India is the largest contributor to peacekeeping. The death toll from Super Typhoon Yagi, along with its subsequent floods and landslides, has risen to 65 in Vietnam's northern region as of this morning, while 39 others remain missing. Country's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development informed this. In a devastating turn of events, the collapse of Phong Chau Bridge in northern Vietnam has resulted in several casualties. Rescue efforts are underway. Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh has allocated $4 million to support 5 typhoon-hit provinces. And with that, we end this news bulletin.